I'm Danny.
And I'm Althea.
And we are
DNA Live, baby.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
How are you today, my love?
You know, man, I'm just working right now, man. Big shout out to all the artists, man, tonight. This is going to be great.
Yes.
And you know what I like, too?
What?
I like the artist review contest that we have.
Yeah. It's pretty, you know, everybody's pretty excited about it, and it's cool. We haven't really done it too often yet so far, but I'm starting to really, really enjoy this. We did obviously had a lot of feedback and stuff like that, but we can only take a certain amount of videos, obviously. We are dealing with an hour show. But first, I wanted to say that just recently, congratulations to DNA Live. DNA Radio 93.7 has now officially become a media-based station. Let's throw that up there, please. And also that, you know, we are very excited with this new venture that we have, obviously. And you got a couple of words or no?
We've been working for this forever, so it's gonna—it's just really dope, actually, to have that media-based radio station.
And, you know, we're still going to, you know, continue to help out all the independent artists and that to, you know, to level up on their game. And we're here for that. So I am so happy. Congratulations to us. And we'll just continue moving forward with all this, and it's going to be great. We got a few people new on board. And it's, I think, you know, just like any other venture, we're going to, you know, take it as it goes and see what happens. And we're pretty much, I think, aren't you really excited about this?
Yeah, man. Where's the video to show everybody right now?
Oh, okay. The MP4. Well, let me just tell you.
The MP4 right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. We are officially a media-based radio station. And power 104.9 Long Island is 2.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen out there, I just want to say out there, great job. And as well as you already know, we are DT Digital Radio Tracker as well.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, DNA, this is dope, man. Big shout out. We've been working so hard to get this for all everybody out there,
yeah.
All the young independent artists, as well as the major artists, always coming through the platform. It's something amazing right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just got to give a big shout out to Althea, big shout out to M City Jr.
Thank you so much, honey.
And big shout out to Natasha.
Okay. Yes. our girl Natasha that's in the studio. She's enjoying the show right now.
Yeah.
But also from the last review that we've had, we want to congratulate the two artists that won, and that was Una Montana.
Put them up.
And
Una Montana, big shout out to you, my brother.
You're
going to be placed on the DNA mix.
There you go.
See, the thing is, that's for the DNA mix as well. The DNA mix is from stations from LA all the way to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Where people will all be talking. So big shout out to you, my brother. Congratulations.
And also to it's Alana Love. There she is.
Alana Love, big shout out to you, mama. We're going to be doing the same exact thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to be playing your record. Your record is phenomenal.
I know. Yeah, she's really, you know, they're really good. And, you know, like I said, we're just going to help out. But we love
Una Montana. Same as you, Una Montana.
Oh, my
Montana.
God, yeah. Una Montana.
I was waiting for you to say it. You didn't catch it that time.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't catch it all the time.
But no, congratulations. Big shout out to Music Network Media as well. Big shout out to him.
Okay.
For hooking them up.
There you go.
Big shout out to H.
All right. So can we start the show?
Let's start the show.
Okay, let's start the show. Okay, the first up, I have Doug White. Okay. Now they're part of a band called DBU, All Star Band. This is the first submission we've had. So let's play the video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. She was talking to me about romance. I don't even know her at all. But the way she's wearing that cool summer dress is driving me right up the wall. Summertime girl. I'd like to reach across the table and grab her. Don't know if I really could. Sun keeps washing her out of my eyes, and her shadow brings her right back again. Oh. Gold diamonds and pearls. My summertime girl. chills out of my bones. Nice to meet a pretty girl out on the beach. It's nicer when you bring her home. I'll be thinking this over next winter, when it's cold and starting to rain. I'll look into the sky and the cool gray clouds, and I wish it was summer again.
Okay. Can you put on the comments real quick?
Oh, the comments? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no. People writing like crazy. Big okay. Shout out to everybody right now in the comments right now. Listen, big shout out to Natasha. She's there too. So listen, okay. What do you feel about that record?
You know, that record kind of brings me back a little bit. Like I can't put my finger on it, but it's such a like it's such a groovy song. Maybe maybe I'm an old timer thinking like that, but I love it. I love the lyric videos. I really do. I really like the lyric
videos. The record to me, honestly, was yes. It was like one of them old Beach Boy classics.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, I love it. Thank you so
summertime,
much.
Summertime. Okay. So people wrote in here, summertime vibes.
Oh, see, summertime vibes. I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Doug. I mean, this guy plays everywhere. He's always constantly making music. You got to see the studios that they have over there. Mm-hmm. It's just phenomenal. And I think I really like this. I'm glad that everybody's punching in on the live chat mm-hmm. and letting us know what they think about the song. Please keep it going. Keep it going. Should we go to the next one now?
Next song, please.
Okay. The next song is Christopher Milo, Somebody to Love. Let's check it out.
Oh, a classic.
I, for one, had nobody at this party. Nobody at this party to love. Who's there to love? My mother said, try to find someone you need. When hearts can break so easily, how could this be? I'm all I love, but nobody to trust. I'm all I love tonight. I'm all I love, but nobody to trust. I'm all I love tonight, love tonight. Find somebody that you won't let go. And when you find that body, hold them close. Cause I'm nobody at this party to love, no, no. No one at this party, no one at this party to love. Nobody to love. Who's there to love? Seem the same as it was. So I prayed and I wished for better days. If only I knew then what I know now. I'm all I love and nobody to trust. I'm all out of love tonight. I'm all I love and nobody to trust. I'm all I love tonight. Tonight, find somebody that you won't let go. And when you find that body, hold them close. Cause I like to know what it's like, but I don't. No one at this party, no one at
nobody to love. Nobody to love. Who's that love? Then I met this girl, she said,
there's no one at this party. Nobody at this party to love. Who's that love?
She looked at me, she said,
I know what you've been through. I guess I can't say I've been there too.
Said just
stay on track. I know God will lead you back, back to things that mean the most, mean the most.
From there, I knew that this girl would be my world. I finally found the one I can love. We were both out of love with nobody to trust, but it changed in a moment with you. I was all out of love with nobody to trust. I was all out of love tonight. I found that body that I won't let go. I'm gonna keep her close, and this I know. Cause I'm nobody at this party to love to you. Someone at this party, someone at this party to love. Somebody to love. Who's that love? Oh, 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 oh,
just sit right there for a second, okay? Mm-hmm. Because we wanted to, you know, critique that video. But, you know, when I see that video, I think of, like, Shawn Mendes meets A-ha.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I love the video. I love Chris Miles.
Can you put on the chat for a second?
Yeah, then? Put the chat on. Let's see if we people got comments saying there. Okay. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Okay.
Okay. I don't see anything. Okay, then.
Oh, I agree. Okay. I agree. Okay.
You can't say that word that he says before it.
She said before it.
Yeah, okay. You can't say that word. But yes, I agree.
All right. Yes, I agree on that record. Let's put on Doug real quick.
Okay, so Doug. Get back Doug right there. Okay. Doug, we already critiqued you. Okay. You were a few minutes late, but we love you anyway.
That we were playing with the microphone.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Doug, it's fine. Listen, man. I told her like the Beach Boys. That kind of sound. You know what I mean? You guys are laughing, but that's what it reminds me of, you know? That kind of authentic sound.
Yeah, it was just I love the song because he said, I got a new song for you. I was like, okay, let's bring it on. Let's bring it on.
That song sounded excellent.
Thank you so much. We already gave you good critiques. You're too late now.
What's that?
We had down the board critiques about the song and everybody was loving it.
Yeah, everybody's writing about it. But like we were just saying, basically the song sounds like a classic.
An old summertime classic. I love it. I love it. You did a great job, Doug.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's Dusk, right? Dusk?
And, how you doing?
Hello, Dusk.
For hearing us out. And that was very much the plan. We wanted it to sound like great American classic rock.
Exactly. And that's what you did.
Hey, that was by design.
Yeah, that was you did that. And I felt good. I felt like I was on the beach right now with my surfboard and my little dog with the sunglasses. You don't know.
That means we did our job.
You did your job.
No,
dude.
You definitely did. Because the audience actually, we have live audience and then we have people that's on the chat and they were like Beach Boys.
Beach Boys.
Beach Boys. Beach Boys.
Yeah.
So we definitely got to agree with them on that.
I do.
On that, in that point right then and there.
Yeah. But thank you so much, Doug. You are a dream. I love you, Doug. I really.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love you, Doug. Let's just keep in touch. Okay. But anything new, you coming out. But I'll let you know later on. We'll talk. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thank you so
much. Fire record,
guys.
Man. Keep it up.
We love you, boys.
DNA. Much love.
Okay. I hope we're good for the next one. All right. Michael Gillis. Or can we do the Malfatones or we're not good with that?
Let's do Malfatones? Yeah, we're good with that, but let's do Michael Gillis first.
Okay, let's do Michael Gillis first.
Wait till they come in.
And that's his song Working with the Rain. Let's do it.
I've been the hero, I've been the blame. I've been the talk of the town till they all forgot my name. And I've been lucky with love and a heartbroken soul. Running from the thunder, standing outside in the cold. Some days there's a storm that you just can't see. Some days you try to fight it, some days you let it be. I don't know if I need to know how the story goes in the end. I'm turning pages, keeping faith that I'll be on top again. Even through the dark clouds, I can see the change. I'm betting on sunshine and working with the rain. Well, I've been a hard man and harder to love. Hard on myself, believing I'm never enough. But maybe I'll find forgiveness somewhere down the line. Years have taught me patience, but I'm running out of time. And I don't know if I need to know how the story goes in the end. I'm turning pages, I'm keeping faith that I'll be on top again. Even through the dark clouds, I can see the change. I'm betting on sunshine with the rain. Let the heavens open wide and wash this sinner clean. I'll take my pride down to my knees if that's how it has to be. And good is good enough for me. I don't know if I need to know how the story goes in the end. I'm turning pages, keeping faith that I'll be on top again. Even through the dark clouds, I can see the change. I'm betting on sunshine.
That's one of my favorite records. So.
I know. I love that song.
You know, I really, Tiket, I that's the perfect record. To me, that record has always made me feel good, even when it would rain, you know?
There you go.
I listened to that record. No, seriously, man. I played that record in, where was it? Where did I break it over in my way? I broke it over in, not Miami, Atlanta.
Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
And people were hitting me up, asking me who this artist was.
I mean, you know what it is?
Like, crazy.
He kind of reminds you of like a Bryan Adams.
I feel like, yeah, but I feel like, you know, that kind of, that record reminds me of so much.
What?
It reminds me of like a classic, like old, like I'm gonna say like a 70s, 80 record. And it reminds me of
Good. We got all
Will you know my name if I saw you in heaven?
Oh, Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton, yeah.
Ah,
so
very
it reminds
good.
Me of one of those kind of records.
Yeah, you know what? You got that spot on, mister.
Yeah, so it reminded me of that. Yeah, no, it reminded me of one of those records. And that's why the record won Billboard, right?
Yeah.
And won Billboard. That record is just phenomenal.
I'm just loving this music review. I really am.
That record is phenomenal.
I think I see Chris. You know what? No offense, but I'm a little upset with all my artists today, okay? I gave them a cue as to when to come on today, and they're all running late. Okay.
It's all right. Bring on Chris.
But that's okay, because we can bring them on after the fact if they want to come on. There he goes. There's my boy.
Put him on.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Chris? Listen, man, we already critiqued it. To me, that's one of my favorite records, strongest records that you have.
I love Alabella. Yeah.
Alabella is a great
record. Alabella is very good.
That's what I said. Alabella. Okay.
Well, let you say it correctly, Chris. Go ahead.
It is Bella. You can say Bella. Bella is like Italian. You want to be a little Italian, say Bella.
Yeah, there you go.
I was right. Okay.
Okay, whatever. But somebody to love for me, I was saying that it was a cross between Shawn Mendes and Aha.
We got people right now saying something. Go ahead, can you put on the
live chat? Is
yes,
that what you're talking about? Okay, go ahead.
Of course, yes, it does. See, right there. Right there.
I'm really loving the chat. I really do. But again, you're actually coming out with a new song that we're going to debut as well. So I was told
he's got a new record.
He's got a new record coming out. So
finally, yeah.
But
Spanglish,
right? And you're finishing up the music video, right?
Yeah, we're working on the music video, and Tuesday we're going to finish it. So
I keep up with him. You don't know. I keep up with my boy Chris. You don't know. So
definitely.
Thank you. And you got anything else to say? Any more critiques?
No, I'm done.
You know how we feel, so
thank you guys.
I know it's bad, but I'm biased when it comes to you.
Thank you so much for coming on. We critique.
Absolutely.
We're just gonna keep playing that record, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, but let me know once the new one comes out, okay?
Definitely. I'm gonna send it to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye, hon.
All right. Let's play the Malfatones.
Okay, now we will play the Malfatones. It's actually with the Rodriguez twins, and it's called Twin Twings.
You know what's crazy? Before everyone starts, I'll give you a quick thing.
Okay,
that's my mom's main name.
What?
Rodriguez.
You know how many Rodriguez there are?
That's my mom's maiden name.
I'm just saying it's a very common name.
Exactly. So
it's not like, you know.
That's my mom's maiden. What do you want me to say? You want me to lie?
No, I'm not.
All right, man, just play the song,
okay?
Just play.
Jesus.
Flex, baby.
Twin thing. We're twinning now. We're working hard. We push each other up to the stars. Yeah, we going hard since day one. You know that I got you till the day that
That was pretty cool.
That record. There they are right there, bringing the brothers right
there. Okay, there they go. Finally.
All right, so. So, real quick.
On YouTube, Twinning in Las Vegas. Instagram, the Malfatone Twins. Thank you so much for having us here.
You're welcome, brother. So, anyway. First off, I don't know if you guys saw it, but I was joking around with her because my mother's maiden name is Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, yes.
So, yeah, so we were joking around about that. But first off, how did you guys come up with that record?
Yeah. And where was that shot? Where was the music video shot?
In Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're in Las Vegas.
I know they're in Vegas.
What made you guys come up with the twin screen?
We wanted to make a solid record together, so we took the time to work together, wrote it, and we
laid it down,
got the video done, and then we dropped it, you know, on the 22nd of May.
All right.
And it's been doing good, huh? I've been seeing it been going up.
It's got
the attention of a lot of other people, but we'll talk about that later.
A lot of twinning going on.
Yeah, literally twinning. Like they're winning.
They're winning.
Like
you're twinning.
But they would say Gwinning, winning, twinning. There you go. I like the record a lot, not because I know you two. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, I like the concept. What I liked about the concept was it was something different. Nobody done it really. You don't really see twins actually really doing that.
Yeah.
You got the Weird Island twins, but you already know how we feel about them, right?
Yeah, let's not bring them up. There's no reason to bring them up. No.
But it's what I said, the good example for the future, you know. Love helping, you know, people, whether they're twins or not. You know, it just happened to be a twin vibe for the summer, you know.
Do you guys see a lot of twins actually like around your guys' way over in Las Vegas? You guys bump into like a lot of twins?
Yeah, the twins have their own agency. So.
Are you kidding me?
Another artist.
Not at all. No kidding.
That's pretty dope.
Wow, that is pretty dope when you think about it.
Yeah,
so,
Rodriguez twins, check them out. Believe in Yourself Agency.
Oh, okay. The only twins I remember were remember the Double Mint twins with the gum. That's the only.
Oh my God! Can you drop a bump like on that?
I'm just saying. Listen,
that was terrible.
Listen, but let me just say one thing. They were they were very famous twins. Let me tell you, the Double Mint twins. When you saw that commercial.
I don't remember them. Anyway.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're not talking about that. I'm just saying. It's a good, you know what? It's a good feel-good song. You got some lovely ladies in the video, you know? Everybody's just like, you know, enjoying themselves. And there's not a lot of joking around with her.
I'm not being
serious. I'm just liking it because you have a beach video like that.
The BB twins were in there too.
You had a bunch of, how many twin sets did you guys have in the video?
They were four acting and then three acting.
Oh, wow. You're really twinning it up, I guess, you know?
That's pretty cool.
I'm just, you know, I enjoy a good feel video with a good feel good song and everything. And the girls don't have to twerk in order to make it look good.
No, it was a great video. Very great video.
Getting the creative flow, we had a vibe. It was like a brother, sister kind of like, you know, it's just a vibe for twins, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
That, you know, we go through the ups and downs, but, you know, we still got each other's backs.
Yeah.
You know, and we want to be able to do that for other people in the world, too.
There you go. See, I love Robin, Nick. Thank you so much, hon. I appreciate it. And
excellent job in the video, man. Keep doing what y'all guys doing in Las Vegas. Shout out to East and West Distribution.
There you go. Okay. Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it. You coming on the show. We'll keep in touch, okay?
Now, put on... let's see the Keith Murray video now and SK.
Yes, SK and Keith Murray. And it's called Love Me Heavy. Can we play that? Let's do it.
We don't have that one.
We don't have it?
No.
Are you serious? Oh, Jesus.
Give us 1 minute.
Okay. Is it still, are we still working on it?
Yeah, it's uploading.
Okay.
You know what? Since we can do that, we got SK here in the building.
Yeah, so bring up SK real quick.
Let's do it.
So we're waiting until it's done buffering, my brother.
What's up, guys? What's going on? Waiting
until it's done buffering, man.
I don't know.
Yeah. I got you.
You know, you already know it's a big file.
I know.
It's a big file. That joins a 4K, and every time a video is a 4K, it's ridiculous.
I know, my God. It was like... yeah, but you know, when we're playing it at home on YouTube, it's fine, you know?
Yeah.
And then when we went,
But videographers got real data issues now.
Oh, really? See, so it's not just us.
No, it's not just you guys.
Oh,
the
okay,
files good. Are so big, you know, there's only so much you could do.
Well, the videos.
Well, you know what I'm going to say now? The reason why the file is so big, because you got two big, huge artists on.
I appreciate you. Okay? Appreciate you.
So with all the love and the genuine and the, what do you want to call that? All the fascination with the man of the two men, Keith and SK, right? It needs that much time to buffer. Okay? Yeah. It just needs. That's all I'm going to say.
But I was going to say, don't put the lateness on my name. I'm here. I am here.
You can't put the lateness on that name, man.
No.
My man DJ Energetic said 8:30. I said, all right, I'm there, man. Shout out to him, though, for real, because I appreciate you big time, man.
Real quick question to ask you. How did you guys come up? Like, did you have, like, the song ready, or did basically, like, you and Keith came up with it inside the studio? Like, I'm very intrigued to know.
Yeah, the dude who produced it, Charles Sessions.
Okay.
He knew Keith, and so that's how we connected, because Charles and I were working together. We were able to bring Keith in. He loved the song. He wanted to do something a little bit different out of his normal, you know, repertoire.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, being someone who wasn't really around for old school hip hop, the real start to hip hop, especially in New York,
mm-hmm.
seeing that energy, like when he got into the booth, it was unbelievable. I mean, the man was on fire.
Right.
He just has so, he was just so vibrant. You know, he's got such personality. And it just came through.
Yeah.
It came through in the record, it came through in the studio. If you know Keith, he's just like
we
that.
Know Keith,
he's full
me.
Energy. Yeah.
We know Keith.
So really brought some positive vibes to the record.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
No, Keith is animated, you know, and he When he, like, we've been in the studio with him plenty of times, and when he's in the studio, it just, it's a different aura. You know, it's a different vibe once he walks in, and he's just, well, that's why he's legend, you know?
That's
just why he's legend.
He walks into the room, you know who it is.
Yeah.
You know what time it is. Sure. And 90%, probably like 99% of people literally just step back. You got to be a certain artist to actually be around him and actually work with him.
Yeah. He's no joke. He doesn't take shenanigans.
No.
Right.
And honestly, hats off to him for showing that versatility too. Because, you know, this record, even for me, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit more, it's a real hybrid of a record. It's got obviously the hip hop element, but also it's got a little bit of a dance element, like more of a club vibe. So it's really a cross section between different sounds.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like sometimes when you put two certain artists together, sometimes you don't know how it's going to work out, you know?
Right.
You don't know if it's going to meld correctly. And you and Keith just, like, you know, it didn't seem like it bumped heads. It just melted right into each other, you know?
Yeah.
And the song worked. I mean, you guys got like 1 point something million views within the first few months, you know?
Yeah.
So we got the record. Let's start spinning it right now. You already know Keith
it?
Murray.
Oh, right. Yeah.
SK Keith Murray all day. Zoom in 135, then I'm 95. Can't get her out of my mind. You made me feel alive, but all you done a ride. I'm feeling it's a short-lived drive. No cruise control, I'm about to lose control. She all over my page, trying to act a troll. Tracking my location like I'm on parole. She running real hot, but her body language cold. Had a blind spot before. In the rear view, she stay looking too fine. In case I had a burn to learn. Cause when she let me dive, I mesmerized. Why? Do I miss you? Why? Do I wanna give you?
stuck on me.
I'm on the move, she down on me.
Play me a fool and it's all on me.
Yeah.
On me, heavy.
Elevation of understanding with a force so strong it can't be broken. Not lusting over various emotions.
She was proper.
Coming out of Lady Foot like I stopped her. Married to here, pediatric doctor. Emotional roller coaster, nauseous. Throwing up the deuces, I'm about to forfeit.
Let's go!
We was happy in affection. Uh-huh. Now we crossing boundaries, disrespecting. Wow. It was all good a week ago. Flats on a customized kind of lane. And let you love me. Something healthy. SK, let's go.
She got the mood, yeah, she stuck on me.
Like crazy. I'm on the move, she down on me.
Yeah. Play me a fool and it's all on me.
It's the build up.
I that's just it. Him. Like when you hear him, that's just him. Like, he'll literally like sit there in the studio and like somebody will be right in the corner and he'll just shout him out and you'll be like, oh, all right.
You know what it is? Okay. Can I make my little assessment here?
Go.
Okay. You have a beautiful sundae. Okay. You put in your chocolate, your vanilla, your little whipped cream and everything, but you still need that cherry on top. And that was Keith.
Yeah.
Oh, and sure. The end.
That was great. That was actually a great analogy.
No, wait, hold on. I'm pretty good at it sometimes.
I'm shocked.
I'm just saying 90% was SK. Yeah. Okay. But you just need sometimes that little sprinkle or that little cherry on top. And that was
good. So fun. You didn't have the song done. It was just somebody, you guys just decided to go a different, like basically a top 40 kind of record. Instead of like
I had laid down my hook and my verse.
Oh, okay.
And we had an open spot, and it was a question of, do I write another verse?
Mm.
Or do we look at, you know, who might be really good on this record? And we were thinking about it, and we were like, you know, some of that like amped up legendary hip hop energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we were looking for. So right.
And you got, yeah, you got it. You know, when he does that little chuckle laugh in any song, it gets me every time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great job.
He has some really, and I think too, what was really cool about what he did was, you know, he told a story. His verse was a story.
Right.
He said, met that woman at Lady Foot Locker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we, you know, it's funny because we shot the whole video right around, you know, where I am in the Bronx. Like, if you look,
actually, my apartment is
nice. Yeah, that's a really nice view, by the way.
We shot in here. You know, I got my little mic over here, but and you know, my barber's in it. You know, Scar was
that was a real barber.
Yeah. So he really, he showed up and he was iced out. He looked great. You know, it was a real team effort from everybody who put in.
Oh, that is so good.
Excellent song, man. I'm glad it hit a million, bro.
Yeah, love me.
It deserved
that.
It was my first
million, and it was
really cool. So
let me just say something. If you ever need another girl in the video with like braids or anything like that, I'm available.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Natasha is too.
No. We're not putting anybody else. It's just me. Okay. But thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on.
Well, listen, man, great job, man. Excellent job. Love the record. Love the song. And that is a top 40 hit.
That is. Thank you so much.
DNA says it is.
DNA says it is. Let's go.
Nice to talk to you, brother.
Thank you so much, hon. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Aw. I like SK. He's such a sweetheart.
So now.
Now, the last one we have left is Drama Bentley. Can we play that one?
Bentley.
And
OVH for life. OVH Brooklyn. We living life like every day is our last. Screaming black flag, OVH get a pass. We living life like every day is our last. Got my foot up on the brakes, I ain't trying to crash. In the Rico, I'm iron out. I'm in the jungle, no training day. I bring the lions out. You cross the line, that's what you die about. I use my gun to check your temperature. Put it in your mouth. I hustle hard, got it out the mud from the block. Mano the realest, sent me off the bitch and passed the rock. I love it when I make the coke loud. I got my bricks doing burpees, I'm a G, never with the shot. It's no rainy days, I can wash away the blood. Free my nigga Mo Dog, rest in peace to stud. No finger straight, Brooklyn do it out of love. I caught a body of OJ, couldn't fit the glove. Niggas is hating, but they give me hugs. I know my brother looking down on me, send my ops up above. We living life like every day is our last. Got my foot up on the brakes, I ain't trying to crash. We living life like every day is our last. Screaming black flag, OVH get a pass. We living life like every day is our last. Got my foot up on the brakes, I ain't trying to crash. We living life like every day is our last. Screaming black flag, OVH get a pass. We living life like every day is our last. Got my foot up on the brakes, I ain't trying to crash.
We living life like every day the last one. Crazy nights, man, you should have seen the last one. These boys never competition, we done passed them. We showed up while they were asleep, late for action. Early bird, go and get the worm and watch the cash come. Flew out, fucked it, then I paid to get a ass done. Never felt the pussy of a star till you had one. You don't know the feeling of a belly till you crash one. Dear Christ, married to this life till it's lights out. In the dark, diamonds shine bright when it's lights out. Did it for the ones who face the judge and got lights out. So many years away, they start forgetting what this life about. Motivation, tired of waiting, we growing patient. My niggas need a way, my bitches need penetration. All we had was our dreams, young kids with dirty laces. It was drama till we wrapped our wrists in rolly faces.
We living life like every day is our last. Screaming black flag, OVH get a pass. We living life like every day is our last. Got my foot up on the brakes, I ain't trying to crash.
You know what's crazy? I broke that record before anybody else did.
That is really...
I got to give a big shout out to my mans and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, you can go ahead. Go ahead. Give him a shout out. Drama Bentley.
But you Drama know, Bentley, big shout out to you.
No, I was just going to say, I was going to sound like, I was going to try to sound cool and be like, that was hard.
Can you please? Can you do it?
No, you don't have to do it, Benny. It's okay.
Give it to her.
No. Okay, you didn't have to do it, but it's okay. I'm just saying. Wah, 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 wah. Okay, you are so, you know what? You are really bad with sound effects, okay? Wah, 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 all I'm just saying is the minute the song started, I was into it already. You know what
I'm
saying?
Big shout out to my man GQ. GQ, much love to you, my brother. He gave me the record, said, Energetic, I want you to break this the first person to ever break that record was on DNA Radio. So big shout out to my brother right there, man. Much love, much respect for him, man.
Okay, so here's the ultimate decision now.
Go.
We've had, obviously, we had Doug White with Summertime Girl, Chris Milo, Somebody to Love, the Malfatones and the Rodriguez Twins, Drama Bentley with Living Life, Michael Gillis with Working with the Rain, and of course, SK featuring Keith Murray, Love Me Heavy. Now, how do you choose? How do you choose?
Let's ask everybody right now on the chat.
On the live chat. Okay, let's go. We'll start asking. I mean, because for me, I would pick all five. But
ladies and gentlemen,
I'm confused.
Who do you feel?
I'm confused.
That you guys like, I want everybody to write it down right now.
Yeah.
And we will be giving the winner.
Or winners. A month of airplay on DNA Radio.
And put that up. Put that
up. Of course, we get promotion and, you know, flyers and stuff like that.
Exactly.
We do more than, you know, what everybody else promises. Okay. We do just a little bit more. But, you know, we could sit here. Okay. Now I'm saying them.
Kay and Keith Murray. Put it up.
Okay.
Put the clap up. Let's go.
Put the clap.
You got the first hit. Look at that.
I don't know. I am just totally, you know what? They all you know, I kind of feel bad when we do these kind of things because you want to just pick more than one.
Well, you got, hold up. We got other people.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Put the comments on. Oh, here we go. Couple other names.
You know, people, you got to like, I mean, I like them all, really.
Christopher Milo.
Oh, there we go.
So we got one for Christopher Milo.
Well, we.
Okay. We got two for Drama Bentley, but we already, come on. Drama Bentley's killing it right now.
I know. I you know what? I think that.
The Methadone Twins, two.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
And.
I don't know. I just.
Tiebreaker. We need a tiebreaker, ladies and gentlemen. No. Let's go.
Okay.
But a lot of the records that you do hear, though, have been played on DNA Radio and have been on rotation.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah. I feel, how about we do them all?
All right, you know what, everybody, for the first time
and the only time.
And the only time you have officially on DNA The Mix for 1 month.
Well, there you go. All five of you.
Give it a clap and applause real quick. This does not happen all the time, so don't get used to it, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so I'm sorry, six. So all the entries for tonight's
show. I said five?
I know, I said six.
Oh, okay. You know, you're right. Six.
It's six. Okay.
Six.
But we're going to put all of them on the DNA mix because I just feel that good. And, you know, we're not going to do this often. So, you know, you got lucky this time.
This is like, this is like probably, yeah, man. But the thing is, all of the artists that you see right now are phenomenal.
I know.
Most of them are Billboard charting artists right now.
They're already billboarding.
And I know Doug, honestly, is going to be up there very soon. So you got Doug that's definitely going to be up there soon. Yeah. Shout out to Howie.
Yeah. And Michael Gillis.
Michael Gillis. Mm-hmm. The two twins, they're coming. Those records,
yeah,
that record is actually, I really like that record.
That's
a good
summertime record too.
So. SK and Keith Murray, that's gonna be, you know, already hit a million, it's so it's hit, like, so
we're good.
Yeah, so that's already up. So there's just a lot of things, honestly, that we want to talk to the independent artists too. Is you guys need a platform mm-hmm. to really push you guys out and get you guys seen yeah. in front of the majors. Everything that I do gets seen in front of the majors, and as well as I am in major independent.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I'm on record pools from Fleet DJs to Nerve DJs to YMVS DJs. So I'm connected with basically everything that you guys see in the industry. That's why we always try to push you guys yeah. and say, come on the platform, come see this. Let's do this right now with the talent, because this is on you guys. You know what I'm saying? I keep telling everybody, like, I already know how to push a record, how to break a record. You have seen artists that I work with go platinum, you know?
Right, yeah.
So it's up to y'all to take that next step into actually really coming in and actually see. Big shout out to everybody out there that I'm going to be playing their records soon, because, again, I like breaking records.
Yeah.
I like helping artists yeah. be seen. DNA was built for artists to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. One of the only platforms that you see that can help an artist go from the US to Canada
mm-hmm.
to Australia
mm-hmm.
to Egypt
yeah.
to Dubai.
Yeah.
You know, and then the UK, we on five stations in the UK.
I know. But you know what it is? You know what it is that people think that we're like, I don't know, we're not bragging, we're not doing any of that.
I don't want to be online saying, yo, look at my platform, look what I'm doing. This
no.
is let my work speak for myself.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
You know what I'm saying? Let the work speak for yourself. Like, all of that posing, running around, jumping on the Instagram, trying to be showbird. I don't see none of y'all getting to any of the platforms or any of the plateaus that we're on.
Yeah,
I'm not hating. I'm just going to be blunt with y'all. Yeah. Y'all doing the same exact thing the same dude is doing, thinking y'all going to get different effects from it. Yeah. I have never seen, and I'm going to say this again, I have never seen one of the artists around me right now be on the Billboard charts, be on the independent, like any artist, not saying around, but a lot of the independent artists, y'all need to start waking the heck up and stop thinking that your Instagram is going to make y'all famous.
Yeah.
I do not care about all this and that. It has to be with the stats first. You got to get yourself registered. You got to push yourself to a different limit. Stop trying to be the next man. Stop going and listening what this artist is telling to do. And this artist, 90% of you artists fail doing the same exact thing that we are watching right now because y'all want something called clout.
Yeah.
That is so embarrassing. Look at New York. I'm going to say this right now. New York doesn't have a representative on the double XL freshman cover.
Oh.
Wake up, New York. Wake up. You are an embarrassment to what we call culture. And that's not trying to knock no one down. That's trying to tell y'all, step your game up. Stop going to the same places, using the same freaking resources as the next man. That shows you everything is watered down and everything is tanked.
Right.
Because I got five artists right now that I work with out of the state that was on the freshman cover. So anybody want to say anything to me, holla at me. I'm done.
Okay, he's done. So I can't even like follow that right now, but I appreciate. Let me just say, Danny, my man here, DJ Angetic, is
Mr. DJ Worldwide.
Okay, relax, mister. Okay. All I'm saying is that for the last almost 4 years, we have built what we built, not because we're trying to find clout or not because we want to be millionaires. It's because we know the struggle. He knows the struggle.
We did this from our heart. We didn't do it to become millionaires. No. We didn't do it to lie and say that we flashing.
Yeah.
That's not me.
You don't see us doing that. We're strictly here to help everybody. You know, and if you don't want our help, that's fine. Just, you know, go to somebody else.
Peace. But you see the door right there? You can go by the next door. You can go, you can scroll on top. You can go all the way down, do whatever. Peace.
Yeah.
Like there's no reason to talk. But we're not trying to sit. I'm not trying to sit here. Let me talk a minute. Okay, I'm not trying to sit here and I'm not trying to have you guys look at me and be like, yo, energetic. No, I don't like a lot of people when it comes to trying to push. Like, I'm trying to push artists to get them to the scene, to get into the next level, to put them in a different market. Yeah. I don't care about the local crowd or the crowd that, you know what I mean? I don't care about that because there's 100 gazillion different markets.
Yeah.
Start thinking as an artist to start thinking how to push your brand to the next level instead of being stuck in one market.
Yeah.
There's millions of markets out there. And stop thinking because you got to be in front of everybody in the top markets like it's something big. Go to the smaller markets. Make your names in the smaller markets. The bigger markets will pick you up.
There you go. And if you need any help, DNA Live is here for you.
Definitely are.
So, again, thank you to everyone that participated in tonight's show. I love you, honey.
Love you too, mama.
I love it when you're so passionate. And thank you, everybody. And we'll do another music review. We'll pop it up, let you know when we're going to do it. And until then, enjoy every Sunday night at 8 o'clock right here from Strong Island TV, the DNA Live show. Peace
Before
out.
Before we go, hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And remember, we are live inside Canada.
There you go.
Every Sunday. Every so, ladies Sunday and gentlemen, night. Much love. Love you all. Have a good night.
See you next week.
Peace.